Day 135 of Hashtag 365. Aya!
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising and misinformation at every turn.
Even by those that are trying to claim they care about your health.
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is Hashtag 365.
There's no point pretending. When you embark on a journey of this scale, you need tools in your arsenal to help you through it. You know what I mean? We talked about resilience the other day. The importance of focused goals has been a kind of fundamental underpinning of the whole thing. Today, I thought it would be worth dedicating a whole episode to something that I utilize every day. And every day, I'm trying to constantly improve. And there are whole books you can read on the topic of efficiency. But I wanted to just share one core principle with you and have a little chat about it. It's just good to have this stuff front of mind, isn't it? It's like the whole reason I do this podcast, basically. So many years ago, now I may have mentioned this in the podcast at some point, so bear with me if I have, but many years ago, I used to work at TGI Fridays. You know, the American kind of fast food restaurant type vibe. And TGI Fridays, I guess being an American company, had lots of kind of, although actually back then it was quite strange for a British restaurant to have all these values and stuff, but actually these days it probably isn't. But back then, they had all these kind of weird, in inverted commas, kind of American values. And they had one called employee cloak theory, which was where no matter what was going on in your life, second you walked through that door, you had to put a cloak of like happiness on and make sure that you were just on point when talking to customers and stuff. It's quite brutal. Maybe I interpreted that more brutally than it was intended. But one of the core principles that they held that had such a profound impact on my life, and I didn't realize it at the time, was this mantra of full hands in, full hands out. Full hands in, full hands out. And that mantra would prove to be one of the most fundamental aspects of my approach to basically everything in my life. I just, like I say, just didn't realize it at the time. A simple, clean, focused embodiment of the very spirit of efficiency. You're probably thinking, what the hell does full hands in, full hands out mean? Well, I'll explain. Bear in mind, it was a restaurant and bar, right? Full hands in. So if you're going in to the kitchen, the kind of core, the heart, the mothership of the place, then make sure that your hands are full. Dishes, glassware, rubbish, napkins, payments, whatever it is. If you're walking into that kitchen area, your hands need to be full. And full hands out, every single time you leave the kitchen area, you're taking something with you. Replenished condiments, food, cutlery, glassware, whatever it is. Full hands in, full hands out. And if you didn't do it, they'd notice. They go, full hands in, full hands out, Al. Come on. Come on, mate. If you went into the kitchen with your hands empty or left with your hands empty, they'd notice. Even if you had something to do, even if you were like running to get a bill, or you had to ask the manager a question and you went to the sort of little manager's desk, which was near the kitchen. It did not matter. Full hands in, full hands out. And like I say, what I didn't realize at the time was that I was learning one of the key sort of components of how to be efficient. And this is something that I utilize in my life every single day. When I started this podcast, I remember loads of people saying, people that know me well, they were like, Alex, are you mad? You're the busiest person I know. How on earth are you going to find time to do a podcast every single day on top of everything else? How are you going to do it? You've got a small kid. You've got like 8 jobs. You're all over the place all the time doing talks and DJing. How are you going to fit it into your life? And I never said this to anybody that asked me that because I didn't want to sound like a tosser, basically. But the answer lies in being hyper-efficient. If you try and incorporate the spirit of hyper-efficiency into your life every day, you'll be amazed at how much time you suddenly have. Now, I don't mean do your job badly. Do your job the best that you possibly can. And always strive for constant and never-ending improvement, but do it efficiently. And there's small examples of what I mean by efficiency, and there's big examples as well, some small examples. Full hands in, full hands out, at home. So nothing to do with work, just in life. I never walk up or downstairs in my house without taking something. And my wife gets so annoyed when I say full hands in, full hands out to her. But in my house, I never walk up or downstairs without taking something. I never even go from one room to another without taking something, unless there isn't anything to take, obviously. Now, it's glassware from the bedside table, back to the kitchen. Toilet tissue that we bought in the last shop that's still in the kitchen, up to the bathrooms. Such a small example, but whereas most people treat those things as jobs to do, individual things to do, I'm just doing them all the time as I move about the house or move about my life. Similarly with laundry. Again, another small example, but when I hang up the laundry to dry, I take a moment to sort it before it goes on the hanger. So when it's all loaded on, all the like items are together. Do you know what I mean? It takes no time at all. And because you're in laundry mode, it's really easy to quickly separate things. But when it comes to unloading the hanger, no organisation is required. They can just go straight back into the wardrobes. Bam, bam, pants, vest, socks, shirts, da-da-da. Everything's just there. Easy. So easy, so much more efficient than kind of going, oh, I've got a one, oh, I've got a, where does that go? Oh, no. Small thing, small incremental changes, but makes such a massive difference. Bigger examples. When I'm working on a big project, I'll make a list of all the things I need to do. As I've said it before, I'm obsessed with to-do lists. And sometimes I'll even time and date when each of those things need to be done by. And that level of detail and focus just does away with the notion of procrastinating. You can't procrastinate because you've got yourself, you've got all these micro deadlines. And crucially and most importantly, what it does is it totally frees up your headspace so you can get on with the task at hand rather than occupying your brain with trying to remember what you've got to do next. You know exactly what you need to do because you've listed it all out. You've taken the time to list it all out. It makes you so much more efficient. It makes your work more focused, more effective, and so much more efficient. And like I say, how this all relates to this journey, this #365 journey that we're on, is that if you're more efficient generally in your day-to-day life, it means you have more power and more energy to deal with a massive journey like turning your lifestyle around. You have more time, more headspace, more presence of mind available to dedicate to it. So I cannot espouse the virtues enough of being hyper-efficient. And don't get me wrong, there's absolutely no way that I've perfected it. It's an ongoing process. You can always, like that Tony Robbins thing, constant and never-ending improvement. You can always improve it incrementally. But it's important to at least try. And maybe just start with the principle of full hands in, full hands out. Thanks for that, by the way, TGI Fridays. I really enjoyed working there.